producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as you enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Tim Brown. I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. For our Muslim listeners, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about, the one who holds to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. I'm filling in for Bradley today, live from the bunker here in the wet and cold. It's just changed. The degrees have went down significantly here in the bunker in the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina. And Bradley and his family are down in the Lone Star State. They are down in Texas, and they are carrying out their commission there, speaking to high schools, churches, tea parties. I think he told me this morning he preached three times yesterday, which is more than your average pastor does, that's for sure. So he was tickled to be able to do that. And has just been on the move since they got there the other day. So we're looking forward to having him back on this week and giving you an update of what God's doing there through him. If you want to call in, let's stick to the topic. I'm going to have a guest, but we'll take some calls if you want to call in. The number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Remember, we're not doing Chinese buffet, so stick to the topic when we come on. If you want to find us online at sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. And you can also follow us on Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media. And if you want to follow Bradley, it's Bradley Dean, Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean, on Facebook, and also Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. Well, we've come off of, or at least for me, was a great Lord's Day of being able to rest, which I haven't been able to do in a couple of weeks, so I was real thankful for that. But we are still in the midst of the battle here, folks, and some of that we put out on Sons of Liberty Media. In fact, it was before the weekend that one of the big stories in the political world was Politico putting out their lies is what they were about Ben Carson, about what he said and this, that, and the other. And I took that on and then unloaded on him. And I had a guy who actually did, he oversaw some of these military academy recipients and stuff like that. And he conveyed some of that information to me to communicate to you. You can read that about Ben Carson unloading on the media. And what this other gentleman says, it backs up this story at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, Obama is pushing to close Guantanamo Bay before the end of the year. We also have at sonsoflibertymedia.com the California stabbing. Now, this is done by my elder, Michael Ware. California University stabbing should demonstrate need for Second Amendment. Why? Because the issue is arms. It's of self-defense. It's the preservation of life. Whether it's the individual, his family, his neighbors, his state, which is his country, at least that's how our forefathers understood it, or whether it is the nation at large, it's not just a right we have, it is a duty before God that we have to arm ourselves to be able to defend those that we love and the innocent against aggressors, against criminals, against tyrants, any of those things. We need to be ready to do that as our duty before God. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com. This is something we're going to talk about here in a little bit. I've got a guest coming up from the Tennessee State House. He works there. Counties position themselves to defy Supreme Court ruling, and we're talking specifically about their illegal ruling. It was illegal because they shouldn't have even been have even been hearing the case of Overfill concerning marriage. And we've got several counties in Tennessee. Our guest is going to be on in a little bit, and he's going to talk about a new resolution that is before the Tennessee House that basically will ignore that ruling. It's not law. It's an opinion by the court, but it's not law. All legislative power, at least in our form of government, at the constitutional level, is in the hands of the Congress, not the executive branch and not the judicial branch. So check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also there, Obama, he's saying going after guns is one thing he still wants to do. Now, he's been going after it. Of course, he got spanked a couple of years ago when that was all shot down following the Sandy Hook incident. The temper tantrum that was on him, you know, that he displayed before the American people and the faces of all of those gun grabbers, including Joe Biden, was priceless. It really was. And as a matter of fact, I have a link to that in the article. You can see that. I want to put that face on his, I want to put that, that expression on his face for the remainder of his term. If people aren't going to stand up and impeach the man for his criminal activity, then we need representatives who've got some spine, who don't just give us the rhetoric, but they bring about the resolve. They bring about justice upon those who are doing evil in our land, namely the domestic terrorist in the White House. Also at sonsoflibertymedia.com, a bit of history for you. A signer of the Declaration of Independence, his name was Charles Carroll, said, quote, "They who are decrying the Christian religion are undermining the best security of free government." Now, we're not talking about those who use Christianity to enforce tyranny. We're talking about those who want to honor God in government. They want to let the people live free, but they want to honor God by obeying his law. That's what we're talking about, okay? That's the foundations of America. That's what the Pilgrims put into print in the Mayflower Compact when they said, we're here to establish a government and a culture that is built upon the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what they meant by that. They wanted to bring about the glory of God in all areas of life. And you'll want to check that out. That's by William Federer today at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, VA Secretary utters lie as he calls for claims about agency to be fact-checked. It's just, sometimes you wonder about what these people are thinking, because out of one side of their mouth, they're lying, and really out of the other side of their mouth, they're lying. And he's wanting his own agency to be fact-checked with some of the claims against it. Look, the VA is just as corrupt as some of the others. I'm not saying there's not some people in there doing a good job, but overall, we're finding out they're really not taking care of our veterans in the manner that they're supposed to. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Turatide Islamic Group puts float in a Veterans Day parade there in Tulsa. This is a shame. It is a shame to us as a nation. On the other side of the break, we'll come back with Scott Allen Buss from Fire Breathing Christian in the Tennessee State House. We'll talk the redefinition of marriage and how Tennessee is standing up against it. Stay with
us. As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Yesterday I posted an article titled Counties Position Themselves to Defy Supreme Court Ruling, and of course I'm speaking of their illegal ruling to redefine marriage to include sodomites, those who practice sodomy in our country. And in doing so, just briefly, you can find that at sonsoflibertymedia.com. There are several counties in Tennessee that have put forth resolutions that would ignore the Supreme Court's ruling. Why? Because it's not law. Again, the Supreme Court is very limited in its scope of what it can hear and rule on. And this is not an area in which they have any authority. Among those counties are Johnson County, Greene County, McMinn County, and Blount County. Blount County Commissioner Karen Miller was the one who really impressed me. I mean, it was even a call for God to pass over them in judgment because they wanted to stand up for the biblical definition of marriage, a man and a woman together for life, raising godly offspring and such for the glory of God. And joining me now is Scott Allen Buss. He works at the Tennessee State House, but he is also a contributor over another one of my sites. And he also has his own site called firebreathingchristian.com. And a lot of people say, oh, that just sounds unbiblical. Well, apparently people haven't read their Bible because first Jeremiah said the word of God was shot up in him like a fire in his bones. And we read about in the book of Revelation, there are two witnesses that speak, and if anybody speaks against them, there's fire that proceeds out of his mouth. I want to welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Scott Allen Buss. Welcome, brother.
Man, it's so good to be here with you, Tim. Thank you so much. I love what you're doing. We live in interesting times, and we've been placed here by God purposefully. And that should make us optimistic and excited about our mission and never fearful, even though it's getting pretty crazy as we look around us.
Oh, sure. And that's one of the things that I get charged with sometimes is, oh, you're a fear monger, this, that, and the other.
presenting the facts is simply warning people. And, you know, the Old Testament is pretty clear about those on the watchtower who warn. And if you don't warn, then the people's blood's on your hands. But if you do warn, it's not. And so we want to warn people about what's coming upon our land. I think some of it, well, I think a lot of it is the judgment of God. We can see it paralleled with that of Israel in the Old Testament. But I'm like you. There are still those of us who want to fight, and we want to fight against the enemy, mainly, which is sin, and we want to honor God in all areas of life, including our government.
Absolutely, and that's what we're called to do. I mean, the Great Commission, literally before Jesus flew into the sky, he gave a clear mission statement to his people. We're here to make disciples of all nations, teaching them to obey all that he has commanded out of love for him. We're not here to out of some dry legalistic obligation, and we're not fearful, negative, monochromatic sort of people. We're here by the grace of God for his purposes to bring life and vibrance and true freedom and true liberty through Christ to all of his creation. And that's really the key to everything here. And that sort of thing, understanding that he's put us here purposefully, that should be very invigorating as we tackle these very, very hard things. I mean, it's kind of cool in a way when you think. I don't like when I watch a movie that I like, whether it's fantasy, sci-fi, or any kind of fiction, and you see a heroic figure who's placed in this desperate situation and they're up against what seems like impossible odds. How many times have you watched something like that and felt the urge, the idea that, oh, man, I wish that could be me. How cool would that be? How incredible would it be? Well, be careful what you wish for, because by God's grace, that's exactly where his people are in America right now. We're in that role, and he has equipped us perfectly to do what he's commanded us to do.
No, I totally agree. And the issue is, do we really believe that God is the same God today that he was when David walked out in front of a giant with a little sling and some rocks and said, you know, you're coming to me with spears and swords, but I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord, and I'm going to cut your head off, and I'm going to feed your body to the birds. I mean, do we still believe he's that God who intervened on David's behalf or on Moses' behalf or the children of Israel or whoever it may be? Do we still believe that? And
right,
if we do,
right,
we can't just say it. We have to act on it, because James says there's demons who believe and tremble, even tremble. But what's the difference? The action. He says, watch what they do, not what they say, what they do. And with that,
Yeah. Let's
talk about some of these things. I shot you over my article concerning the county. I don't know if you had a chance to look over it, but
yeah.
I made mention of the Blount County legislature, and I found a specific quote that's in there. They said, we adopt this resolution before God that he passed us by in his coming wrath, and they know it's coming because God can't pass over Sodom and Gomorrah and not judge America for what it's embracing, and not destroy our county as he did Sodom and Gomorrah and the neighboring cities, as the Passover lamb was a means of salvation to the ancient children of Israel, so we stand upon the safety of the Lamb of God to save us. That is a county in your state.
Yeah.
And they adopted that resolution.
No doubt. That is so, so wonderful. And we need to take a moment, I think, to savor the opportunity that we're being given in this time, because of all of the craziness, the temporary advances of the enemy, the opportunity that we're seized by Christian brothers and sisters to make these sorts of proclamations. It's so beautiful to see them stand this way and go straight to Scripture explicitly. And this points out, this shines a light on why we've lost our way for so very long in this country, a very proud country. We love to think we have this almost a monopoly or a copyright on the concepts of freedom and liberty, and yet for generations now we have so severed our approach to freedom and liberty and even life from the nature of God as revealed in his word that we've ended up swigging down counterfeits that have poisoned us to the point now where we're having to confront these sorts of issues and basically witness all around us the most flagrant displays of rebellion against the God that we claim with our lips. And, yeah, hearing these resolutions is very, very encouraging, but they're first baby steps that need to be taken in a direction that we really have to pursue if we're going to see great things happen on a statewide or even national level. We have to be faithful, and we have to stand upon the word of God, as you mentioned earlier with David. And when he uses the things that he said to Goliath before he killed him, anything but politically correct language, right? This was not a warm, cuddly. It wasn't exactly the kind of stuff you can market. You know, this is not marketable language. This is not a pitch or a presentation in the modern marketing sort of advertising sense that dominates American culture. It was David standing clearly. He was offended. He was disgusted, and he was angry, all righteously, not self-righteously, but righteously,
right,
at what this enemy of God was doing to defile God and his people. And he stood in faith, he acted, and by God's grace, he made such a powerful, profound statement and set forth such an incredible example that we really do need to look to those sorts of things when we're thinking about how we deal with what we're facing now. Because the same God, and you were so good to point this out, the same God then for David is the God of God's people now, here in this
yep.
land as the enemies advance.
No, I agree. And one of the things, we'll make a transition over into the resolution that's also before the Tennessee State House in this is that there, more and more people are standing up. They're being more vocal about what God has said and why it's important. And, you know, my prayer is that they don't get the Ben Carson when he addressed the sodomites issue and start, you know, backpedaling. I want people to take the stand and stand there. You'll get the
right.
support. You will. God's people will support you in that.
Ultimately, I think it's important to note that faithfulness is victory. We're so used to measuring things pragmatically. Sometimes martyrdom happens, and I think there's an important difference to be made between having a spirit of a martyr. We should all, as Christians, have a spirit of a martyr, and by that I mean
sure.
we should be willing to suffer any loss. But we don't want a martyr complex. We're not looking
right.
for ways to sacrifice ourselves. But we do want to stand boldly and clearly and trust that God will perfectly handle our obedience to his glory and our benefit.
Yeah, it's much like that of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You know, they knew there was a fire they could be thrown in, and they said, you know, our God is able to deliver us out of your hands, King Nebuchadnezzar, but if he doesn't, then we're still not going to do what you want us to do. And I think that's
exactly.
the sentiment that's here. And they were cast in. They were willing to be martyrs, but they didn't have the martyr complex. And what happened? God even delivered them out of the fire. So and we know from our history, world history specifically, I think of only Fox's Book of Martyrs. That's a pretty popular one. But I think of something like Fair Sunshine, which was about a lot of our Scottish Covenanter brothers who gave their lives. And you read those stories, and it's just amazing to see
yes.
how on the forefront they would fight, they would preach, they would teach, they would do all of these things. And then if they were caught, and we're going to fight it, they went to their death honoring God. And I think that's incredibly important. We've got a break coming up. Scott, hang on with us. And we're going to take this to the resolution that's going before the Tennessee State House coming up in 2016, Lord willing. And then we're going to talk about Sharia and Islam. Hang on through the other side of the break.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LaSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LaSig.com. Spelled LECIG.com. LaSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. That's from Genesis 2, 24 and 25. That's after God had created Adam, after he had created Eve from the side of Adam. And as a result of that, that is marriage. That is what marriage is. It is not between two men. It is not between multiple partners. It is between a man and a woman. And that man is, and a woman is a picture of Jesus Christ and his church, according to Ephesians 5. On the line with me is Scott Busch from firebreathingchristian.com. And Scott, one of the bills that I have up is House Bill 1412. If I can read briefly and then let you kind of summarize what's going on, because it's a very long bill that's being put forth. It says, the historical institution and legal contract solemnizing, I forget how you pronounce that, the relationship of one man and one woman shall be the only legally recognized marital contract in this state of Tennessee. Any policy or law or judicial interpretation purporting to define marriage as anything other than the historical institution and legal contract between one man and one woman is contrary to the public policy of this state. It shall be void and unenforceable in Tennessee. And if any state or foreign jurisdiction issues a license for persons to marry, and if such marriage is prohibited in this state by the provisions of this section, then the marriage shall be void and unenforceable in this state. What do you got to say about that?
Amen and hallelujah. That is fantastic. I mean, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Somebody stepping up, being clear, firm and explicit in response to the Obergefell decision from the Supreme Court and saying, in a nutshell, not in Tennessee, not here, no. Just no. I mean, you could really summarize it into just that one word in response to that decision. No. Now, the summary of the bill, and this is HB 1412, and it's been authored and introduced by Representative Mark Pody. And I would encourage anyone listening who cares about these things, call and give your support to Representative Mark Pody. He has stepped up here. He's doing what we need for people to do. He's stepped up to the plate with the role that God has given him, and he's taken this stand. But the bill itself, HB 1412, it's known as the Tennessee Natural Marriage Defense Act, and it is, as you basically have already represented there, and you're reading the brief part of the intro. It is a bit long. It's about six pages. But, boy, I recommend anyone going to capital.tn.gov and just look up the bill, HB 1412. It's six pages, so it's kind of long, but it is well worth reading. There is example after example and reason after reason given that I think will inspire good Christian patriots that there may be some hope in some places in this country, certainly in Tennessee.
Sure, and not only that, what I'm amazed at is, you know, we were talking before the break about Christians standing up and bringing these things to bear in the law. Things are really already there in our laws. They're just being ignored. They're being waved away as unimportant, not enforced. We're not seeing justice, you know, real, true biblical justice brought forth, whether it is for stealing or, the measures and weights and stuff, some of the things that you talk about as far as the Federal Reserve and things of this nature. We're not seeing any of that brought forth. It's being ignored. And the marriage issue has kind of come to a head. And I say it's come to a head because we didn't cut it off at the root, which is the crime of sodomy. We didn't deal with that. And now the culture has so embraced sodomites that now they're saying, well, we deserve to marry too. We have the same natural right, even though what they're engaged in is unnatural. And so it's good to see these men like Representative Pody take a stand. And you're right. People should encourage him and also take a copy of his bill here and send it off to their representatives in their state to take that stand.
Absolutely. It would be a great model for legislation across the country. I think, though, too, and this is very important, this idea of taking an axe to the root of a problem. And before we can do that, we have to recognize what the root is. And I would say it even goes beyond any the amazing chaotic insanity that we're witnessing all through the American culture right now when it comes to matters of family, gender, sexuality. It is just the epitome of chaos. We're watching reality unfurl and unwind, just disintegrate before our eyes. But those aren't the main issues. Even they are symptomatic. And what it comes down to is that for all of the wonderful, and there's so much wonderful, good, supernaturally awesome stuff and supernaturally cool ways in which America was uniquely blessed in its history, no doubt about it. I'm not about to take any kind of contrary stand there. At the same time, even though we were blessed and so there were so many very wise men who did many wonderful things on our behalf way back in the day, they didn't get everything right, and we need to recognize that a lot of the problems we're having now stem from the fact that we did not explicitly connect our approach to things like law and civil government and that sort of thing to the nature of God as revealed in his word. And if we understand as Christians, and we need to understand this, we really do, that true liberty and true freedom, and this is going to sound weird at first, but I beg every Christian listening to this to just think about it. If it hits you wrong at first, think about it. True liberty, true freedom requires subjugation to Christ. Apart from subjugating ourselves to Christ, we cannot have true freedom and true liberty. And what we've been pitched for much longer than I've been alive, for many generations now, we've accepted a counterfeit version of freedom and liberty that has we, the people, separate from God, able to pursue things on our own behalf as we see fit. And that's what's got us here. We've become convinced that people can act as God in practice when nowhere, anywhere in all of his creation, there's not a place in which his law and his word is not binding on his creation. It's all his. And until we recognize that and repent, submit ourselves to the rule of Christ out of love, not dry legalistic obligation, until we do that, there can be no real hope. But if we do that, there is complete and total victory ahead.
No, that's exactly right. In fact, I was on your Facebook page. I was interacting with a lady there, and I also used it, excuse me, the other day in dealing with a commenter on one of the websites, and I use your famous quote of there is no God-given right to worship false gods, which we're going to deal with here in just a moment. And the problem is that's what we've been doing, whether it is the secular humanism that we're engaged in as a form of religion, even though we claim Christianity, or whether it is Islam, or whether it is Buddhism, or, you know, practical atheism, even though there is no such thing, at least according to Romans 1. Whatever it is, it's always man against, he's in rebellion against his creator, and therefore he's in rebellion against the lawgiver. He has to have somebody reconcile him to the lawgiver, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. And until he does that, and until he changes the heart of men, they don't want to obey the law of God, nor are they exactly like we are when we hear these rulings and some of the ridiculous legislation that is passed down as though it's law, but it's not law. It's pretended. It doesn't line up with the law of God. And so we have these people who say, well, we have liberty to do all of these things. And yet the Lord Jesus said, that's not liberty. He said, if you submit yourself to sin, you are the slave of sin. You're not at liberty. You're a slave to your sin. And so you're in bondage. And he told the Jews that, the Jewish leaders that in the day. And they said, well, we're not in bondage to anybody, even though they were under the thumb of Rome. They said, we've never been in that. And yet he said, not only are you here before Rome, but Babylon, Egypt, you guys were, I mean, that was a picture of their sin in the first place. And that leads me over to the next thing I want to talk to you about. And that is the issue of the fact that America has allowed the worship of false gods within its gates. Specifically now, Islam has come to the forefront with its own perversion of law called Sharia. And I wrote on this the other day, Representative Adam Kinzinger, who is a Republican. We know him also as a rhino, a Republican in name only. He is one who is from Illinois. And though he spoke out and he, you know, said, well, the Founding Fathers wanted, you know, just this wide range of religious freedom to do whatever you want. And obviously, they didn't want worshipers of Molech, even though we've seen that in the modern sense with Planned Parenthood. And they didn't want the Mayans coming and cutting out hearts and stuff, which was their religious practice. This guy says, well, because I'm for Islam and them having this open practice of that, I'm not for Sharia. And I don't know how you separate one from the other because they're intimately tied, just as Christianity is with, true Christianity is, with the law that God gave.
Amen. I mean, there's no doubt about it. What we're seeing is the insanity that unfolds when we try to cling to the notion that there can be anything that is not, that is outside the bounds of subjugation to Christ in his creation. When we try to imagine that there's something, that there is actually a neutral position from which we can operate. Jesus has spoken clearly, couldn't have spoken more clearly. The word of God couldn't be more plain. Everything in God's creation is his. Everything is subject to his will. So when we like to pretend as Americans or anybody else that we can make laws that are contrary to his clearly expressed will, all we're doing is denying reality and breaking ourselves upon the unbreakable law and word of God. That's all that we can do, and that's what we're seeing in the culture. And when you see politicians in particular, but really secular talk media, any sort of unbeliever out there in a position of power, and they're everywhere. They're in talk radio, television, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, at the top of both political parties. The presupposition that they want us to accept is that all religions, all gods, are to be treated equally under the one true God that is the American state. And that's a religious perspective that God despises, and that is one of the primary reasons I'm convinced we're being judged by him.
Well, there's no doubt about that. In fact, that equality was demonstrated not too long ago in a discussion I had between Mormons who were embracing Muslims as brothers and sisters. And I used your phrase there. There's no God-given right to worship false gods because it is a violation of the command of God not to have any other gods before you. Hang on with me through the break, and we'll conclude in our final segment, picking up Islam and Sharia on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Saw it, and it displeased him that there was no justice. He saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his own arm brought salvation for him, and his own righteousness that sustained him. And he put on a breastplate of righteousness as a breastplate, and a helmet of salvation on his head. He put on garments of vengeance for clothing. He was clad with zeal as a cloak. And according to their deeds, accordingly, he will repay fury to his adversaries. And that's from Isaiah 59. I encourage you to read that, because at the beginning there is a word of hope. the prophet says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save. But if men are going to go on the rebellion, he is their adversary. He is not their adversary. He is their enemy. And he goes on to say that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Ultimately, that is the person of Christ. But also, I think Christ encourages us to do the same thing under the instruction of the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 5, of putting on the armor of God, of standing fast and fighting the good fight of faith. And we've been talking with Scott Busch. We've got a caller in, Bill. Bill, brother, you there?
Yep.
All right, what's your comment, man?
Well, I think it's particularly relevant that that returning from the Freedom 2015 conference, Scott had reported that Jeffrey Botkin of Christ the King Church there in Tennessee had listed the main enemies of America, and number one was the antinomian evangelical church, you know, and it's what's so amazing is that the vacuum that has been created and is now being filled by abominable behavior and morality, Sharia, the threat of Sharia and so on and so forth, has been created by the fact that the church itself has really demonstrated really hatred for the law of God and somehow divorced the God of the left side of the Bible, which is Jesus Christ, from the God of the right side of the Bible, which is Jesus Christ. And right. So that it is the law of God is the foundation, and that's part of God's whole counsel. And until the church begins to love the law of God and not just the grace of God, but the understanding that there is grace in the law. The law is what enables us to build civilization, and if we don't stand upon it, defend it, promote it, love it, then that those foundations are eroded, and then civilization crashes. That's it.
No, amen. I appreciate your comments, Bill. Thank you for those. I appreciate them. Scott, what do you got to say about Bill's comment?
Man, that was fantastic. That is right on. And it is this, the idea. And I love that Bill mentioned the Jeff Botkin presentation, which I, having attended the conference, and I didn't get to hear every speaker, and there were many who were excellent. They really were. I thought Kevin Swanson did a wonderful job of opening and closing the event by centering things on Christ, Scripture, truth, law, as defined by Christ in his perfect word. He did a great job of that. But Jeff Botkin's presentation was so wonderful and so powerfully convicting in that he was able to, he spent a great deal of time explaining and some things that already seem obvious and are comfortable to us, like the Sharia threat, the Islamic threat. We have no trouble as Christians in America seeing that, yeah, those people, those forces are standing in opposition to the word, nature, and law of God. We get that. And so we see them as evil. Same thing with another threat that Jeff described to the country. We have no trouble noticing that Marxist, statist, communist, leftist, those sorts of things, the liberals, quote-unquote, you know, the big bad liberals, that they also are at war with the word of God. They hate his law. They will not have him to rule over them. We see that clearly. We protest it. We mark them out as enemies of Christ. And yet when Jeff came to summarize, when he came to a point late in his presentation when he was going to touch on the three greatest threats in order, as he understood it, of significance, the three greatest threats to America. Number three was the Islamic threat. Number two was the Marxist, secularist, liberal threat. And then number one was a professing church, a professing Christian church in America, loaded with people who believe that they are above the law of God. We as Christians have made the way for the enemies to come through the gate by refusing to love the Lord Jesus Christ as he is reflected in his perfect law, in his word.
Yeah, and lest people think that we're talking about justification, let's clarify that. We're not
No, we're
that.
Saved by grace completely. No, this is all by his
Absolutely.
Grace. Our obedience, when a true Christian obeys, it's as a result of supernatural conversion, the transformation supernaturally of them into a new creature in Christ with the Spirit of God, literally the third person of the Trinity living within them, so that we obey out of adoration, not out of legalistic obligation at all. None of us can do any good thing in and of ourselves, but by his grace, through his Spirit within us, we are commanded and equipped to reconcile all things unto him through the work of his cross. Read Colossians 1.
No, amen. That's exactly right. But I know people hear that because I've talked to them many times about this issue. And the issue is that when the gospel goes forth and it tells people what Christ has done, and why did Christ even have to die in the first place? Well, it was to save sinners. Well, what is sin? Sin is transgression of the law. That's what we all are. Paul says that all is sin and falls short of the glory of God. No man is justified by the law. And so, because we've broken it, let's be honest, we've broken it, whether it's in our actions,
exactly.
in our thoughts, in our motives, the words we've said, or any of these things. And so Christ pays the penalty for us. And when that message goes out, the Holy Spirit quickens us. Our immediate desire is to say, God, thank you for what you did on my behalf in Christ. Now I want to obey you. I'm like David. David wrote Psalm 119 where he's just over and over. It's just this adoration of the law of God. Why? Because it's part of the character of God.
Exactly. And it's out of love. It is a love-inspired thing, this pursuit of God, of obedience to the Lord. It is
we have no trouble understanding this in a human relationship level. If anyone out there is married or you have someone that you're very, very close with and you care about and you want to emulate, you want to know more about what they like and what they don't like so that you can more accurately emulate or honor them. We understand that on a human level. True love of God will inspire the same thing. All by His grace. His grace fuels everything. There's not a single step we take along the way that's our own. It's all by His grace. But if we truly love Him, we will strive to better know and better obey, meaning apply, His commandments. That's a theme of New Testament Scripture. Jesus is the living embodiment of the perfect law of God. And if we hate any part of that law, we are hating a part of Jesus' personal nature, His character. And that's incompatible with a Christian worldview.
No, I completely agree. We're running short on time, but I did want to hit one thing when we were talking about the representative, because this is one of the things I brought up, just to show people how far we've come, is not only did we learn that as a nation early on, as individuals, and even collectively, as a society, we knew those things. We knew it in government. One of the places that I point back to is the Constitution of Delaware, which was established long before our Constitution was. And one of the oaths that the people had to take if they were going to have office, it's not saying somebody had to be a Christian to live in Delaware, but if you wanted to take office, here's one of the things you had to profess. I do profess faith in God the Father, in Jesus Christ, His only Son, in the Holy Ghost, the one God, blessed forevermore. And I acknowledge the Holy Scriptures of the Old and New Testament being given by divine inspiration. All the officers who took office in Delaware up until 1897 had to state that as their oath. Look how far we've come. We're allowing self-professed atheists. We're allowing Islamists. We're allowing all kinds of people to come in and change all of this stuff. And you're exactly right. The number one threat is not these. If my people will what?
Exactly. Humble themselves, submit. We've done all of these things because, and we've done them in the name of what? Freedom and liberty. Because we now define in America, and we most American Christians define liberty as the freedom to do that which God despises, condemns, and will judge us for. And when we say we have the right to do things like publish porn, run a strip club, openly murder babies in facilities across the country for convenience and profit, worship any god that we like that He despises, when we say we have the right to do that, and when Christians defend those so-called rights, Christians are leading the way, leading the culture in begging for the wrath of God upon us. We cannot blame Barack Obama for this verse. We cannot blame the Islam, the Muslims, the homosexuals, the Democrats, the whatever. It's us first. Until we repent, it's all lost. But when we repent, and by God's grace, when we act, victory is waiting to be seized. David is waiting. David is waiting to hurl the stone, and Goliath's head is begging to be cut off. We just have the faith to step up to the plate, make it happen, all by God's grace and all for His glory.
Amen. Amen. Scott, where can people find you at?
FireBreathingChristian.com. Head on over there. We blog pretty regularly. A lot of good stuff. Would love to get connected with some of you folks.
Amen. Scott Allen Buss, folks, thank you. We'll talk with you in 23. See you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.